E aqui uma pessoa compreendeu
que para nós ficarmos conscientes no mundo ardente, para irmos fazendo contato com este mundo, com esses níveis de consciência,
nós precisamos de união interna. União interna quer dizer ter toda a energia
and
interna
inner unity means to have all our inner energies gathered together and directed towards that world and not to disperse our inner energy on different interests.
E a pessoa pergunta,
and the person
se é
necessária
união interna,
if inner unity is necessary,
a divisão interna,
how do we overcome inner division?
Se
because this person must be feeling somewhat divided. It's easy for someone to feel divided because a person has so many secondary interests that strongly influence the emotions and the mind. And so this makes a person become divided and caught up in so many secondary interests that often can only be resolved among themselves. And the person is divided among these and the one thing necessary, which is our contact with the inner level and with these higher worlds.
Que sente essa divisão interna,
but then a person who feels this inner division can make an examination of conscience in regard to his or her spiritual goal. And if the person feels identified with this goal, and if the person confirms this spiritual goal, then he or she can ask the spiritual hierarchy for help to resolve this division. And even when we are divided, we can ask ourselves, after all, what is my goal? Even if I am divided, what really is my goal? And if you recognize the goal, then you must confirm it. Now, if you don't confirm this goal, don't go asking the hierarchy for help, because the hierarchy doesn't have time to waste. So if you recognize this goal and confirm it, and you still continue to be divided because the division has set in, and the bodies, the mental body, has been left with this kind of fracture, then you ask help from the hierarchy. You invoke the help of the hierarchy to heal this, to mend this. And the hierarchy will respond. The hierarchy will act, however, only if you really confirm this goal and do not consider this goal simply to be a preparatory goal, a preparatory stage, a kind of intention, but you're not very sure about it. Now, when this help from the hierarchy is invoked, if you have already taken this decision, then along with this help, you receive the strength to go on, to proceed. Whenever we are going to keep on with the help of the hierarchy, there will always be falls. This happens normally. And deviations also happen. Because in the planet, the forces of involution, the opposing forces, are numerous and are on the loose, as we know. A process is needed here to resolve these forces. So when falls and deviations happen, the person who has already asked the hierarchy for help also seeks within the inner self the strength and the impulse to be lifted up and to keep going on. And if the person has confirmed this intention, he or she will not count only on the hierarchy, but the person has to collaborate with this. So if the person fell, if the person went astray, but he or she is also seeking the impulse in the inner self, and the impulse comes, then the person picks himself or herself up and keeps on going. Whenever we have a new stage to face, whenever we have to enter a new stage, there are a lot of crises and a lot of challenges. So we face the unknown. We don't know what is going to happen. And this is the way it is. This could be a sign that a new cycle could be opening up, that another stage could be starting to emerge. Those who are aware of these things and who observe these things in themselves, who observe this path,
a luz interna
should
própria,
know that their own inner light, the light of the soul, has the means to point out the pathway, to guide us in these things. So we have to have already made and confirmed our decision. We have to count on help from the hierarchy, but we have to know very consciously that the light that reveals this pathway comes from our soul, it comes from our inner self. We receive help, but the real guidance, the real wisdom of how we should proceed, comes from our own soul, it comes from within, and not from our mental comprehension during this work. Here we have to be very careful with what the mind says, with what the mind comprehends, with what the mind presents, because the mind makes mistakes, and the mind cannot describe the pathway it is on when it has never followed that pathway before. The mind can only imagine or can only surmise, but this is not sure. This doesn't offer any assurance. So it's the light of the soul, it's that inner impression, it's that impulse that comes from within. This is what counts, and not the mind. The mind bases itself on what it knows, on the experience it has already had, on its moral concepts, on its spiritual concepts, but the inner impulse is something different. The inner impulse indicates something that is sure, something that is for right away, and the future is foreseen there. That impulse from the soul foresees where we are to arrive. So we have to count on this very much, besides the help from the hierarchy. The hierarchy is not going to do everything, because we have our own development to carry out along the way. We have our apprenticeship. We have to learn how to find the light for our journey. We have to learn how to connect to our soul and to be ready to perceive what is being indicated. And this is often very nebulous. This is often unclear. So we have to put in earnest effort. This is why we have to know what our goal is, what we are seeking, because just a little bit of lukewarmness here already stops things from happening. If we become tepid, or if interest in other things overrides all this, things slow down, become lukewarm. Then the bodies become worn out, and the bodies begin to lose their point of reference for that inner impulse. So it's very important for us to evaluate our goal and then to make a decision, so that the hierarchy can freely come to our aid, and so that these impulses from the soul can become visible. And all the difficulties are overcome when this happens. When we are in this situation, there are no difficulties that are not transcended, none. All the difficulties are overcome. And if they are not overcome, it's because there is some problem in us, lack of clarity or lack of decision. So we have to be aware of this process. We have to pay attention to this. And now that we are turning to, we are perceiving, we are understanding these fiery worlds, these innermost levels, these more dynamic levels, this inner fire, this solves any problem on these material levels and on these levels of relativeness. We have to have faith that this will be resolved. There is nothing that cannot be resolved in the light of the Spirit. Here in the material laws, in the astral laws, mental laws, many things can go unresolved, many things can remain chaotic. But in the fiery world, from the intuitive world upward, everything can be worked out. There is nothing that cannot be resolved. Those who are really committed to this, are not committed only half-heartedly. We go through whole incarnations enamored with these things until we decide really to plunge into this. Those who really decide to plunge into this and those who are really not looking for anything else, these have the minimum possibility of regressing. Those who regress, those who fall back, are the ones who have not yet really decided their lives, the ones who are still in doubt, they have other priorities. They do not see this as the most important thing. But when you are really committed to this, the transition is continuous and you don't regress anymore. There is no more going back. Even if some part of the personality, some cell from some body, some molecule should want to regress, should want to go back, it's the point of no return. There's no more going back and the being does not go back anymore. So it's very important to reach these areas of certainty that are in the fiery world, that are on our intuitive level, on our spiritual level and above it. Now, once we make this initial decision and all of this responds and all of this happens in a definitive way, we make this decision to transcend free will. So that before we decide anything, we really ask ourselves inside how something should be done and only carry that out when we receive the answer. This is the meaning of transcending free will. It's very easy to talk about transcending free will, and to transcend free will in some things is also very simple. But to really give up one's free will is another issue. It's another level of maturity. And this process unfolds quicker without interruption and at a steady pace when you have made up your mind to do this, as well as to focus on your goal. But you have also decided not to do anything more according to your free will. Your free will can only select from among things that you know and recognize. Your free will cannot choose from among things that you have never seen. So free will has to be transcended, because on these fiery levels, in these fiery worlds, there is no mind, and free will belongs to the mind. It's the mind that chooses. So the being should already be permeated by a fire. The being should already be enveloped by these fires, so that there is no more impediment of any kind. And someone had a dream that she was trying to put on some boots without removing the ones she was wearing. It's all here. So you want to put one thing on top of another, and this is not the way. First, you have to take off your shoes and then put on some other shoes.
So,
we have a pathway that is the way of perfection. There are many people who are rational, who are on the odd-numbered rays, and who choose the path of perfection. That is, they endeavor, they work, they discern, they use their free will when necessary, they consult the inner levels. But they strive to do all this by taking rational part in the work. This is one way. And the other way is for you to have this goal in mind and forget all the rest. Forget yourself. Forget all the problems in this regard. This is another process. But you have to have the goal clearly and firmly before you. You have to have taken your decision. Your mind must be focused on that source of teaching. And once you have done this, forget everything. Forget yourself, forget the way, forget the work, forget everything. Keep this alignment in mind and then forget. The first way in which you work hard and strive takes longer, because as we go doing this on our own, we make a lot of mistakes. We hesitate. Therefore, there is a lot of work to be done, which is what the person is looking for. There are some people on certain rays who have the need to sense that they are working. Otherwise, they do not believe that anything is happening. On other rays, other people have that goal, have that program. They have made the decision and have no doubt about this. And if this is firmly established in the person, he or she can just let go without the need to be concerned anymore. Do you see? It's very dangerous to say this to people because some people find this very soothing and they don't do anything more and they say, I have done my part, now things will take care of themselves. This is not what we are saying. This is not what is being said here. You have your goal very clearly before you. You have made your decision for once and for all. You have absolutely no intention nor possibility of regressing. So you have already worked on yourself sufficiently so as to be able to let go of the process, to let things run on their own now. You have to keep this in mind, but you don't have to be concerned. This way is quicker. This way is quicker than the one in which we strive, than the one in which we struggle. Now, for this to work in such a way, you have to know deep within yourself, you have to be sure that the inner essence is always present and is active, and you only have to open up the way for this. You can't doubt that this comes from within. Some people doubt this, especially the mental people. They think that only their minds can resolve things. So not only must we be aware of this inner process and have this always in mind as an absolute truth, but we should not doubt this. The mind has nothing to do with this. The mind has to calm down, has to be tranquil, to be able to pick up what comes from there. But it's not up to the mind to resolve things. Some human minds want to resolve the problems of others. There are fathers who want to resolve the problems of their children. How can you resolve someone else's problem? This is impossible. This is really impossible. So you have to be certain that you have an inner essence, which is what resolves everything. And when you are sure of this, and when you are firmly certain of this, when you have no doubt at all about this, you will have the strength to help others to be sure as well. Because the others will see that you are so sure, the others will see you resolve things with such certainty, not resolving their problems. This is impossible. You cannot resolve anything for anyone. There are people who insist on doing this, and they waste their incarnation with it. They don't do what they came to do. So you have to do this in yourself. You have to attain this certainty that your inner essence resolves everything in you. You have to be so firmly sure about this that the other person can feel it. And the person says, but where did he or she get such a certainty? What does this person do to be this way? And so the person questions. And the others must also ask, where did all that certainty of yours come from? But you would not want the person to be different because this is your weakness. It's a weakness of your own to want to resolve other people's issues. This is your weakness. It's not courage nor love. It's weakness. It's because you have not been able to resolve your own things. You are not sure within yourself. Therefore, you want to resolve other people's issues so that you can keep on living and justify your empty life, your insecure life. So you really have to be sure about this. You have to examine your priorities. Can you perceive this fire from above? It's not like the fire here, no. This earthly fire, this creative fire by friction, can only create situations and make these situations collide. This other fire is different. It's not this kind of fire. You have to believe in its presence. You have to know that this is present within you. But to such an extent that the other person asks, what's going on with that person? And the person will want an answer, and he or she will get an answer. Will get an answer to this, but you don't have to give the answer. What you manifest in yourself is enough to start up the process in the other person. Then, when the process begins to unfold, the other person may begin to face some difficulties. And if that is a problem that you have already resolved in yourself, then you will have the key to give the person. But if you have not resolved that in yourself, it's useless to teach it because it will all be false. And it will not have any force in it, and the other person will not receive it as truth. The person knows that you are simply passing on a theory. And here there is really not much to be learned. Here one has to choose. Either I believe, I know, I have faith that all this is inside of me, or I'm not sure yet. So if I'm still not sure, I have to ask help. So we have to ask for help, and the hierarchies come to our aid. The hierarchies have all the fires at hand. The hierarchies have the electric fire, the fire which our soul uses, and the hierarchies have the cosmic fire available to them, which is what starts off all the questioning. And one must keep on seeking this truth. We must keep on and never think that we have attained this. Never think that we are sure. We have to keep on going. We have to proceed because this is continually extended. Things keep opening up, and each time you see more, you perceive more. And it could be that there are even bigger doubts than the ones you had. But these bigger doubts, these bigger crises that can come about, will have greater fires to help them be solved. They will have wider solutions and will get greater help. If this is done without your paying too much attention to your ego, without paying too much attention to what you are feeling or thinking, because this work with the higher fires goes on concomitantly with this human work here. It runs parallel with the work. Until the time comes when you become unified with it, and then this work here becomes something automatic, a real child's play. But while this work with the higher fires goes on concomitantly, you have to hold on to it and not let it go. What we live here on earth is fire by friction. Human life is fire by friction. It's these things that knock people together. It's our capacity to create situations, to dissolve situations, to resolve situations. All this is fire by friction. We already know how to deal with this fire. Now, to enter higher fires, to enter higher stimuli, it's very good to leave the ego on the sidelines and to work, to hold tight onto the first prolongation sent by the fiery world, the first indication the fiery world sends of its presence in your being, of working in your being. Hold on to this and never let it go, because the issues of the ego will run parallel. Issues of human life will go on concomitantly, because human life is fire by friction. And what you hold on to is already solar fire, electric fire. This is another fire. This is another system of burning. This is another system of working. Let's see what we understand by fire. Because fire, in this spiritual sense, is not the concrete element that we light here and that burns and has flames. It's not this fire. This fire is one of the elements of the earth. This fire is one of the elements. And Western languages are very poor. They are not philosophical. They are not spiritual. They are languages that are adequate for fire by friction. They are material languages. So there is no word to say fire, this fire. The word fire right away makes one think of this element here that one lights, that is concrete and that everyone knows. The kind of fire that has no word to explain it is this, but in another way. It's this sense of fire as it is long before you see it appear here. This fire that you see appear here is one of the elements. This fire is useful for the purification of gross things, but this fire is of no use. To do that, which is done by the fire of the fiery world, the fire from the higher world, that is not concrete and is not this type of element, this fire that we are talking about, to which we should become accustomed, is that spark from the divine level that gives rise to everything that is manifested, everything that appears. So fire, this fire, in Sanskrit there is a word that helps a little. It's agni, agni, which is different to this fire that burns here.
Agni.
So this fire, agni, is a divine spark, and it's not an element. It's that spark that vivifies everything before things happen. This on the cosmic level. So let's see. We have to go after this spark. We have to approach this spark. We have to feel. We have to perceive this spark. And we must not get disturbed when this spark begins to exert certain pressure in order for fiery things to become manifested in us, that is, for higher things to become manifested in us, subtle things, things inspired by the soul or inspired by the monad. We need this fire, we need this spark. Because the soul inspires, the monad inspires, but we need the fire. This must come down and baptize us. This must come down and touch us. We need the touch of this fire. We need this spark so that we can recognize this. And when this spark comes and we receive it, this spark destroys any obstacle. For you to have an idea, the terrestrial purifying fire, the fire by friction, even when you die in flames, this fire can purify a lot, but it cannot destroy the obstacles that the solar fire or the cosmic fire can destroy. For example, this fire can make your past no longer be an obstacle to your evolution. Think about that. The work of fire. So if we are connected to this, this is very powerful. And this has such a powerful goal and potentiality that it even dissolves that which binds us to the past. It destroys even the past itself. No terrestrial fire can do that. Because memories of the past, this recalling what has gone by, these marks, on earth, fire by friction can never remove this. It can never erase this. It is always emerging. It is always surfacing. And very often, what comes to surface is the most involutionary thing in your past, that which reminds you most of your past deficiencies. Here we need another kind of fire to destroy this. Here we need another kind of fire to cleanse this. If this spark dissolves any kind of obstacle, if this spark cleanses anything, then we have to begin to learn how to seek it and how to help this take place, to help this come down, for this to begin to burn in us, to burn on our fiery levels, our higher levels, inside our soul, for our soul to begin to set off this spark and to work with these fires that the soul itself has activated, the soul of fire, the electric fire that has to be activated, and also to let the cosmic fire which comes from the monad, the spirit, penetrate here. And with all this, there is no being who does not return to purity. There is no one who does not go back to being pure. There is no one who does not go back to being that which he or she is meant to be in essence. Of course, here on earth, with fire by friction, with the things of the earth, this is not possible. You're always left with that remembrance. You always have that shadow. But with the higher fires, with the spark of cosmic fire from the monad, and the spark of these solar fires from the soul, this spark resolves anything on the inner levels, on the inner levels. This fire that we know, and that is the builder of all forms, is responsible for the way things happen here, the way things proceed here. This is fire by friction. And we have to see this fire, observe how things happen, and very often, for you to destroy, or for you to get away from, or for you to repel what the fire by friction does here, because fire by friction obeys our thoughts. Just imagine that. If you work with your thoughts here on these levels, you are activating these fires. These fires by friction that create situations, that contrive situations. Fire by friction is the great collaborator of the law of material karma. The law of material karma uses fire by friction to construct things, to build situations. And your thoughts will construct, will stir other fires. Your thoughts can seek other fires. And when this fire by friction is simply material and karmic, when there is no solar fire entering there, you become ensnared in this life of fire by friction. You become enmeshed there. You become ensnared for hundreds of incarnations. So this fire by friction even sets up karmic incarnations. It brings about the karmic incarnations. Where are we going to get the strength to yank out things that happened hundreds of incarnations ago? People whom we meet again, all this is set up by fire by friction, which works for the law of material karma. Fire by friction also sets up positive things. It sets up everything that is to be manifested. Humanity is immersed in this fire. Humanity deals with this contriving the whole time. Fire by friction is this humanity's sustenance. It is the element this humanity has to create its life, to develop its life, to carry out its projects. All this is inspired by fire by friction on the karmic, the material level.
para a existência.
If we don't wake up to the existence of these other fires, the solar fire of the soul and the cosmic fire in the monad, we continue to stay on here like everyone else, hundreds of incarnations, meeting up again, resolving the same old things, undoing them, resolving them again, then resolving them all over again, hundreds of incarnations, sometimes with the very same persons, that in one incarnation are the offspring, in another they are the parents, in another incarnation they are brothers and sisters, in another incarnation they murder us. And it goes on in this way. Fire by friction seething in all its fullness. Another fire has to come in here, an igneous element must be brought in here. If we seek these other fires, and if we seek contact with this fire that is beyond material karma and beyond this material life, but that is already in the soul on an intuitive level, if we are going to seek this strength on an intuitive level, this solar fire or this electric fire is not going to confirm our karmic situation the way that fire by friction does. It will not keep on developing and furthering the karmic situation, the material situation, but it will create the necessary elements for change to take place. It will bring inspiration. It will bring energy. It will bring knowledge. It will bring stimulus to provide elements for new situations to be created, situations that are based on things from other levels. If you are in fire by friction with someone, you are there, for instance, confirming a blood relationship. If solar fire comes in, it transforms that blood kinship, it transforms that karmic link, this concrete link, into collaboration between souls. Do you see the difference? So then you no longer have that karmic burden there. You have a collaborator there, a collaborator for an evolutionary task. So you see solar fire at work down here, solar fire sending its sparks down here. So when you invoke solar fire, the fire of the soul, what was a karmic relationship, what was obligatory, what was something of the flesh, of the emotions, something of mental ties, something unhealthy compared with other fires and other relationships, then that is transformed into a collaborator who is going to work with you to further the plan of evolution. So then continue invoking those fires that are on a higher level. Leave the fires by friction alone, for they will take care of creating the situations and maintaining the situations that are to be maintained here. You look to these other situations, these situations that are on other levels. So you will find that all those who have karmic links with you, the fire of the soul will transform into collaborators, will transform them into collaborators, into beings, into energies, into souls that work with you to fulfill a plan. So this fire is more elevated. This is very different to you breastfeeding a baby. This is very different. And on the other level, this child is your collaborator and you are working together. This has evolved. And what makes this relationship evolve, what makes this go up to a higher level, what makes this expand is the solar fire. The creative fire produced the child, made you give birth. The creative fire produced your destiny with this child. It took care of the material karma among those beings, and all this is matter, All this is friction. Soul of fire has to come in. Soul of fire, the higher fire, has to come in to transform all this. Because all this is transformed into collaboration. All this is transformed into a single thing, into something that flows, into something positive. Is transformed into fiery flames that destroys obstacles, that changes karma, that liberates you, that elevates you, that burns away all your memories, all your recollections, that destroys that horrible image you built of your own self. Only solar fire does this. This fire by friction, this human fire, only confirms these things, confirms these situations. Now, if you are accustomed to situations, and if you comply with situations, then don't count on solar fire. Count on always having to be father or mother of that child. It never goes beyond this, life after life. So another fire has to come in here. And then cosmic fire that comes in after solar fire, it cannot come in before because it would burn everything. Solar fire has to prepare the terrain. Solar fire has to prepare us for this fire of the soul. It has to prepare us. It has to prepare us for detachment. So that we never more say these words, I am a father, I am a son, or I am a friend. All this is purely friction. So a different energy comes in here, something else comes in that gradually dissolves all these edges, that gradually dissolves all these differences. Because isn't there a difference between being a father and a son? They are very different positions. Those who have children know this, and those who still have a father know this. This is pure attrition. These are simply rough edges. This needs the fire of the soul. This needs solar fire liberating all this. Not leveling, but equalizing and elevating all this. And here, you need cosmic fire. You need the fire of the monad for you to have clarity as to where you stand in all this. You have to have clarity because cosmic fire brings you this absolute clarity. Clarity for you to handle any situation without being submitted to the world of friction, without being paralyzed by karmic elements that were created. We need cosmic fire because then cosmic fire will give you the clarity, the strength, the way for you to deal with all this. So cosmic fire is not only for those who are already in the fiery worlds. Cosmic fire that comes from the fiery worlds, that comes from the monad, cosmic fire will then give you the clarity on the levels that you need this clarity. Cosmic fire gives clarity all the way down to this level, to this world of friction, to this dark world that is confused and full of illusion. Can you think of a greater illusion than to believe you are someone's father or mother? Can you think of a greater illusion than for you to believe that you are someone's child? Can you think of a greater illusion than for you to believe that there is some relation between the other person and you? You are the other, and the other is you. There is no mystery here. There is no friction here. You are the other. There is no father, no mother, no nothing. None of these rough edges. All these are broken bits and pieces. And one incarnation in this brings a split. And another incarnation, these are splinters that jab us. It's something like a crown of thorns. This is the real crown of thorns. This life of friction. And even when you are under the action of cosmic fire, like Jesus was, Jesus was already under the action of cosmic fire to such an extent that he could see all the situation of the world. He saw it clearly, not only his own situation, which he knew even before he was born, but the situation of the world he could see clearly with the cosmic fire he had. And when he saw the situation of the world, he said, Father, forgive these people. Do you see what cosmic fire is? Instead of hating these people, instead of being upset with these people, instead of being involved with these people or feeling like a father, mother, son, or partner to these people, the cosmic fire made him say, forgive these people. Do you understand the difference between these fires? And a crown of thorns was placed on him. What does this mean? It means that he also has something to do with these things that have friction here. The things that have friction are part of this work, because in these things that have friction, this crown of thorns that we all have to wear, which is the result of life here, a crown of thorns no less, even the most noble things, there in that crown of thorns, are the thorns of the good that we have done. It's all thorn. So see, cosmic fire is a real cleansing. So this crown of thorns is all this, from the good to the best to the sublime. It's all there in that crown that is embedded in you. And you need cosmic fire to be able to see. And to see not only that, or to see yourself, but to be able to see everything in order to be a vehicle of this cosmic fire, of this higher action, which is really going to transform everything here. Someone once asked a teacher, if I say this word Agni, will this help? The teacher answered that this fire is so strong that it's even in the name that you might say. The fire can even penetrate the word. So if you say this, Agni, or if you say this, fire, knowing what you are saying, be careful not to say the word fire, and then something will catch on fire right here. Because, unfortunately, our language does not have a different word for this fire. So when you say fire as a mantra, fire, be very aware of what you are connected to. Because you can either be linked to clarity, or you can be attracting a fire here. Because the word is the same. And if this word is being indicated as a mantra, you must be warned of this. Because it really has a lot of force in it. Words have force. And words accompanied by thoughts have even much more force in them. A word accompanied by a thought has a whole different repercussion. It then begins to create a vibration, something igneous in you. It begins to heat up. It begins to heat your consciousness, to open up your vision. You see the light where you didn't see it before. You begin to see the light. Even in the dark, what you used to think of as being evil, there you begin to see the good. Do you see what cosmic fire is? Do you see what this light is? So those who are in cosmic fire no longer say, this is good, that is not good. That belongs to fire by friction. Cosmic fire places the light where it is dark. It puts health where there is sickness. Where you do not understand, where you cannot see, where you cannot perceive, where you cannot understand, cosmic fire brings understanding, it brings light, it shows you what that really is. This fire is really very important.
fogo da alma, solar fire, the fire of the soul, is what makes it possible for us
que nós necessitamos
to have the situations that we need in order to develop all our creative process.
A lei do serviço no fogo fricativo.
Because it's one thing to serve in the law of service within the fire of friction, and it's another thing to be in the law of service within the fire of your soul, within solar fire. There you have all the circumstances, all the elements to really serve without forming karmic bonds, the way you form them when you are continually confirming the life of friction, confirming karmic material life. In order for you to no longer have the inclination to confirm these things, you have to have the cleansing, the purification by solar fire, the fire of the soul, electric fire. You need this fire in your soul. And for you to have all the elements and to no longer have any obstacles to what is to be done, you need cosmic fire. You need this great force of the monad. So, you who are beginning to know about the fiery world, be sure to make your inner contact with these things with intent, with aspiration, with imagination, and in time even with words, using this word fire, or using this word agni, or using this information really as a mantra, as an element that really builds, as an element of action leading to something.